This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. The Carolina chocolate drops make great music. And in the process, they famously reclaimed traditional mountain music for African Americans. Their efforts were celebrated from Nashville to Hollywood and by the folks who give out the Grammy Awards. And that legacy took on some poignancy this past year when their mentor, master fiddler Joe Thompson, passed away. The Chocolate Drops continue to mourn and celebrate Joe in their music, even as their music continues to grow and change. The band has changed direction some and changed the lineup. Original members Dom Flemons and Rhiannon Giddens are now joined by Hubby Jenkins and Layla McCallum. Their newest CD is called Leaving Eden, and they will open the Down Home Concert Series at the Progress Energy Center in Raleigh tonight. Carolina Chocolate Drops are here in the studio with me now. Rhiannon Giddens, Dom Flemons, Hubby Jenkins, and Layla McCallum. Welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good to see you, Frank.
Well, so the last time you were on the show, Rhiannon, Joe had just passed away. We were talking about his legacy. You have since been on the road touring all over the place. Mm-hmm. What's it like now? How is he with you, I guess, as you play and continue to tour?
It's like try to get him out of us. I mean, you know, there's no way to extract him from what our music is because it all started with him. So we talk about him, of course, every show, and it's not even something that's conscious. It's just like, and every once in a while, I kind of get aware of him, like, oh, that's, you know, that's something we picked up from Joe, or that's kind of a Joe thing. But, you know, it's just such a part of particularly what, you know, Dom and I do together that it's, yeah, there's just no getting away from it, which I'm totally fine with.
And you, of course, you collaborate with a lot of people in this area. Leaving Eden, the title track from your new album, a song by well-known triad musician Laura Lynn Dossett. Why did you decide to include that record?
Well, it's one I've known Laura Lynn for a while, and that song has always been one that just totally has touched me, and I've always wanted to do it. And this new record, it seemed, you know, Dom was willing to give it a try, and it was, you know, just seemed to be the right time, and what's going on with the economy, and it just seemed like the right time to do it.
Will you play it for us now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hush now, don't you wake up. We'll be leaving at first light. Mama's buying you a mockingbird to lure you through the night. We'll cross the den by morning. Here's a blanket for you to share. They're building down in Georgia. Daddy hears he'll find work. And the mockingbird can sing like the cry of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones you. No work for the working man, just one more empty mill. Hard times in Rockingham, hard times harder still. Crows are in the kitchen, the wolves at the door. Our father's land of Eden is paradise no And the mockingbird can sing like the crying of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the sister stayed in Eden. Her husband's got some land. An agent for the county thinks that they might make a stand. It's a hard life for working with nothing much to show. It's a hard life leaving with nowhere to go. And the mockingbird can sing like the crying of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones you
The Carolina Chocolate Drops, Leaving Eden, the title track of their latest CD. They're going to open the Down Home Concert Series tonight at the Progress Energy Center in Raleigh. So we talked about the legacy of Joe Thompson, certainly very important to the Chocolate Drops. But Hubby and Layla, you are not students of Joe in the same way as Dom and Rhiannon. And I wonder what it means to each of you coming into this group, knowing that that's the legacy and not having actually sat at the foot of the master.
Yeah, I mean, I really wish that I could have met him and could have played with him. These guys got a pretty good understanding of things, and so I've been learning a lot about old-time music through playing with them and Hubby.
I think for me, I grew up in New York City, and when I first started playing, like, I didn't know that the history of the music and that black people played old-time music or anything like that. And it wasn't until, like, I met, like, Dom was the first black person I met, like, oh, you have a banjo, what's going on here? And so, like, once I learned about Joe Thompson and, like, that, you know, the fact that they had that experience, it was sort of like, gosh, if only I had been born somewhere different or had that opportunity, you know, I learned from listening to records and from, you know, imitating that sort of stuff. So,
well, it's a great sound. Layla, you do wonderful things. That the cello played so many roles, such breadth in that song. It was amazing. What a cool sound.
Thanks.
And what a great thing to bring to this. So, you talked about, Hubby, the idea that, you know, you just didn't know that this music was associated with black people. What are you doing with that banjo in your hands? You've got a song on this record called Country Girl. You got, and there's a video out. Now, when I heard it and saw it, and it's a great video, it was like, this is a straight-up country song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw all the faces in this. And I did the same thing you did, Hubby. I was disoriented for a minute, and I questioned that disorientation and said, oh, Frank, you have associated country music with white people. Mm-hmm. And here's what this video did. You reappropriated country music in the song.
Well, thanks for saying that. I'll just get CMT to realize that. But
on the website.
Yeah, the guys on the website.
Well, maybe that's why they don't do it. Who knows?
Well, I mean, the big thing for me was that video really, like, the song itself is about my experiences growing up in North Carolina, partly out in the country. But the video is really what kind of tied it all together. And for people to see black and white faces together, that's the South. That's the contemporary South. It's not only the older South, but it's also what's happening now, you know? And it was great to be able to do that.
Will you do the song for us now?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be great.
All right. Ready? One, two, three, huh. That's a natural fact. Food on the table from the garden out back. Everyone working to make the land their own. Red clay cracking where the silver queen grows. Running with your
bounces from yard to yard. The living was easy, but the playing was hard. Didn't have much, nothing comes for free. All you needed was your family. I am a country girl. I've been around the world, and every place I've been ain't quite nothing like. Gravy too, a fried chicken in the afternoon, a jaw dragon eating sweet potato pie, taking half an hour to say goodbye, blackberry patches scuffing on vines, sweet Georgia peaches and dandelion wine, the best kind of food is made by hand, the only way to get it is from the land. I am a country girl, I've been around the world, and every place I've been ain't quite nothing like. I'm a country girl. All day I dream about a place in the sun, kind of like where I'm from, with the tall grass growing in the breeze, running barefoot from the tall oak tree. All day I dream about a place I've been, a place where the skin I'm in feels like it's supposed to be. And anyone around who looks at me says I am a country girl. I've been around the world, and every place I've been fact. On these long city days, I want to look back to see tobacco fields, row after row, red clay cracking where the silver queen grows.
Country girl, the Carolina Chocolate Drops here on the State of Things. They are going to be Progress Energy Center tonight to open the what's it called now? It's a series, and it's a down home music series going to happen at Progress Energy tonight. What an amazing song. I love that song.
Thank you.
And the videos, and the video, by the way, if you love good music or good food, check out the video without any doubt. So, Rhiannon, maybe I'll put this question to Dom, although you're welcome to answer it. Rhiannon, what now? We've got great new musicians in the band. You're moving forward. What's next for the band? How do you see the band changing?
Oh, well, I mean, it inherently changes like a jazz band, you know. It's one of those things where, you know, in all the music that we've done, that we've only scratched the surface. So, I mean, just to be able to delve into what we've been able to delve into so far, I mean, we could do more of that. We also can bring in some new tunes, bring in a little bit of the different flavors of jazz and a little bit of the blues and all that. And that's, knowing Hubby, he was playing blues and a lot of slide guitar. So hopefully we'll bring some of that in with Layla. She brings in a lot of wonderful aspects with the cello. So, I mean, we're working on an album. Starting on it next year, we'll start trying to get an album together. But we're just touring and honing the sound of the group.
It is great to live in North Carolina and be able to follow so closely the evolution of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. I want to leave you time to play, so I want to thank you. Thanks for being on the program. Good to have you here. We're going to say goodbye to Rhiannon Giddens, Dom Flemons, Hubby Jenkins, Layla McCalla, newest CD, Leaving Eden. They play at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh tonight, and they're going to play us out, but not until I say this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Carolina Chocolate Drops.
All right, this is one I got last time I was here, Frank, from Kenny Rohrer. This is a Charlie Poole number called Milwaukee Blues.
open the door. He's a good old hobo and he's trying to get home. Trying to get home.
Trying to get home.
Trying to get home.
Just trying to get home.
He's a good old hobo and he's trying to get home. Went down to Georgie on a tram. The road's getting muddy and the leaves getting damp. Gotta get the freight train to leave this town. Cause ain't a line of hobos hanging around. Hanging around.
Hanging around.
Hanging around.
Just hanging around.
They don't line of hobos hanging around. You'll have to pay. Got no money but upon my shoes. I'm going out west. I got the Milwaukee Blues. Milwaukee Blues.
Milwaukee Blues.
Milwaukee Blues.
Got the Milwaukee Blues.
Now I'm going out west. I got the Milwaukee Blues. Oh, get again, get again.
In the hands of God.